Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord. We bless you, Father. So go ahead and bless him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Father, we want to thank you and exalt you for such an amazing time we've been having. This morning, through your wisdom, help ministries and ministers. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's give the Lord a big, big hand. God bless you. You may please be seated. The media, thank you. Thank you, Streams of Light. That's so much life. Thank you. But this is not my sound, so where's Pastor Frank? He's not around. Particularly those of you who are just coming, because this is a more private session. Let me say this. Before you sit down, there is little you can do to help a man who is not disciplined. No matter what I teach you. Right? If I can have a meeting this morning and I'm still here, and you are just, maybe let me just leave it. Sit down. All right. Because what I found out is that people who are pastoring and leading smaller ministries have poorer work ethics. I'm telling you, go and investigate. Check pastors who are complaining that the things is not growing. They are lazy. Don't take my word for it. Just check. Just say, I'm going to check this. You find out. The man of God is sleeping throughout the night, he's sleeping in the afternoon. Let me tell you something. This pastor's meeting, I'm going to open up to you a few things. We had to reject a pastor recently. Church is not growing. We check online, you are not posting. In the afternoon, you are not busy. At night, you are sleeping. Lazarus, calm down. Because it is the height of mockery for the person who have the burden to teach you to be in class before you. Many times, I call for many meetings. The things I'm teaching, the people who have the problem will not be there. Like Jesus said, we have piped, we have sang, but you refuse to dance. When I told the boys to accumulate the teachings of private classes I've had, there are over 250. In fact, we just had a recent upload, recently, over 1,000 messages. When we started ministers' meeting, we didn't have gadget. Right? But I just had that button. I knew God would have me raise ministers. We used to go and use that Redeemed Church. What's the name again? King's Court. They are the ones that have the mixer. We didn't have. So I have to wake up at night with the guys. We have to go there. They are my audience. So I teach them. I record. We extract. My class was WhatsApp. I type through teaching. typing, then give messages. But those messages were recorded overnight. There were times that it ended in tears because I've recorded 2 hours message only to find out it didn't record. But what is funny is that the people you do it for will download but not listen to it. You understand what I'm saying? It's very, very serious stuff. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1. Popular scripture. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Seeing therefore we have this ministry, having received mercy, we faint not. Meaning that there is a very serious tendency to be tired. Yes. Ministry is very, it's tedious. Not let me use the word hard work. It's not an impossible work, but it's tedious. It's a serious work. Because ministry is that work that engage all that makes you you. Engages your spirit, soul, and body. It engages your emotions. It's involved. Sometimes you are in all high, then sometimes all low. I think I shared the story of a time somebody just came to my office and it was joy. My God, they approved the visa. Glory! We're excited. As she was leaving the office, our people were on queue to see me. I was saying, yes, thank you, God. I was still having that smile on my face when the next person entered and it was tears. I just lost my dad. I went from up to. And you've got to, as you rejoice with them that rejoice, you also weep. And most times, people don't understand how serious it is for a man of God. Ministry. People don't understand how serious it is. People don't understand. It's a very serious work. It takes the grace of God for you not to faint. It takes His mercy. Seeing therefore we have this ministry as we have received what? Mercy. Somebody say mercy. Now, ministers trivialize the role of mercy in ministry. Amen. All right, we faint not. Now, verse 2 now. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. One of the hidden things of dishonesty is for a pastor to say, I'm praying for you, but he's not praying. That's dishonesty. If I say I'm praying for you, it will be that I'm praying for you. And how am I doing that? Mentioning your names in supplications before God. Not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Now, those of you who came while I've already started preaching, if there's any struggle you have in ministry, number one, you are lazy. That's the first thing. No matter what your excuse is. And then number two, you are not disciplined. And I can sit down here and tell you 10 things I will see in your workers when I get to your church. And it's not prophecy. You will see them. The head cannot be better than the body. The body can be better than the head. If I'm teaching you as your spiritual father, and you walk in when I've started teaching, you didn't calculate your time, then it means your associate pastors too are not trained, because the lesson you miss, they will miss it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. They will miss it. Or you just walk in and walk in majestically. You are not serious. And the implication of that is that if my heart is not cultured and trained, it will affect the meal others should get. Yeah. All right. So as a minister, we don't walk in craftiness or handle the word of God deceitfully. No. All right. Don't deceive people. But I feel I should major first on the role of mercy. Reduce the mid, give me high and low. It's nonsense. This sound is not helping. Who is there? Why are those people looking at me like that? All right. Nothing repairs itself in ministry. You say everything you need to say. Nothing. Choir sing and it's bad. It's not like next week they'll do better. Somebody has to make them better. Anything you see is deliberate. No church is fine because somebody just happened. It's not Big Bang. No ministry is Big Bang. Nothing working is Big Bang. There has to be deliberate effort about everything. And that's work. One time in our church, I removed 80% of the choir. 80%. I said, no, you are better as a prayer warrior. Yeah. My duty is to help you find your place. You may love to sing, but that doesn't mean you know how to. True? Yeah. We don't function with those who love to. We function with those who know how to. You will love it somehow. And you don't have to, just do it. Praise God. All right, but by the manifestation of truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But that's verse 1. Said again, we have received mercy. Therefore, we faint not. Now, give me Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews 4. Let's go to verse 16. Hebrews 4. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy. Alright? What does that mercy do? It powers you against fainting. Now, let me say this to you. Many ministers go through depression. And people don't know. Yes. Because as poor, yet making many rich. Do you understand what I can count the number of times in my life that I've stood at the altar and all I just wanted to do with my life in that season is to find somewhere, lock myself up and cry. But it is amazing how that people will still not even see any sign of it. Because that's what we are trained to do. And that's why I beg ministers, don't die in silence. Okay? Have people you can share burdens with. If you are married, make sure your wife is that person. As the work is getting more serious, have prayer structure beyond you. What you need at that level is reinforcement. You need people, if need be, who are even on salary to pray for you. Many people don't know that this is the secret of many big ministries. You see the man of God just talking and then, the airspace is locked already. That's what gives force and meaning to everything. If not, you may be deep, but you will not have reach. So you want to have people who know that their sole responsibility is to intercede. But make sure that those people are taught the word and never receive direct prophecy from them. They'll be lifted in pride. Let them give it to their head. The most dangerous people to leave unchecked are prayer warriors. Because that's where wrong prophecies come in through the church, to the church. One of the ways I test people is I give notice, I give prayer notice, emergency notice. Let's pray, but I won't tell you the reason. Whatsoever God shows you, tell me. Then I will find out if you're accurate. And I found out in the Bible. Alright, even Nebuchadnezzar will not tell his own dream. So he could know you are hearing God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to be very explicit. Don't let me get ahead of myself so I can break it down. So as ministers, you need to understand the techniques of obtaining mercy. One of the things you must realize is that God is not using you unto depreciation. There's a supply in Him for everything that you need to get the job done. He wants to help you. He wants you to do it from the standpoint of help. He wants you to do it with grace. Amen. Now, if you do not understand this, and let me show you a scripture. Romans chapter number 8. Now, let's start reading from verse 28. Romans 8, verse 28. Quickly. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. That's where you belong. You are called. So as long as you are called, all things work together for you, for your good. Is that okay? Both the good and bad times. As a matter of fact, one of the things experience will teach you is that the moments that are not so good comes with the biggest goodness. Because those are the points that you now obtain grace. There is a very high chance that there are things you may never walk in and know, as long as you are walking by your senses. You must let it sit. Oh, we are running this project, we just face this block now. All things. Something serious just happened. All things work together for good. Now look at verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Yes? Moreover, whom He did predestinate, that He also called. Them He called. Whom He called, them He justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. So the end of this is glory. Jesus did His ministry, which is still regarded as the most important and effective ministry ever. Lasted 3.5 years. But one of the things you observe was that you would never see at any point that there was struggle in that ministry. In fact, all right, because this is where I'm, my current scriptural digging right now, this is where I am. I never saw where Jesus did crowdfunding. So once I noted that, so I started asking God, what is the wisdom behind this? But the Bible made something clear. And it looked like scripture just mentioned it in passing. That there were wives of the nobles that were partnering with Him. Meaning that there was a body of wisdom that was at work in the ministry of Jesus. Wisdom is what reduces and removes unnecessary effort. Without wisdom, you will be toiling where you should not toil. Wisdom removes unnecessary effort. You need, I don't want to use the word overrate. We overrate power and underrate wisdom. But wisdom is real power. And that's why for anyone to operate like myself, you have to have conviction. Because it's possible to just look at this man and feel, ah, there used to be a time that this man is power, power, power. But now it's like he's not so powerful again. He's just teaching and teaching. many young ministers, when you get to their ministry, you know what they do? Take it! Wah! I have to get up! Scatter chair. They are going to rise up still broke. Still down. Still dejected. What they don't know, impartation does not install wisdom. Never. You will have to learn. So people take glory in those things. And you see, that's the picture that you see online. Ah, now, 10 of you now, ball of fire. I think it's only one since our ministry started that you will ever see my impartation videos online. Just go check. Just one. Online, ever. And that was even when they were starting a YouTube page and they posted it. Because the export of every ministry is not impartation, it's the word. That's what you export. That's what you are called for. Don't put the cart before the horse. That's your export. I'm not against impartation. You see, I've fallen into trouble a couple of times. I believe in impartation meetings. You've seen it happen in this meeting. But let's assume that this meeting is just one night. It will be wrong of me to just come and just say, there's somebody here, fire is coming, an angel is pouring oil. It will be wrong. And you can see that despite the whole pressure on me, I still have to patiently say, sit down. What many ministers do as mistake is that they wait for that point, the atmosphere is heightened, that's it. That's their escape. And this manifestation is making people forget about the fact that they are not trained in the word. It's making them have the impression that they are accurate. You've got to sit down. Hey, there's a calling, but he also just and glorifies you. But that glory will not come until there's a body of wisdom. Shame is the promotion of fools. Let me tell you this. If there's always shame every time in ministry, then there's foolishness. It's just simple. These are very simple indices. I've not started. I'm going to give you a practical example of everything I'm saying. So we need both power, but we also need wisdom. Wisdom, let me see it now. Proverbs 24, from verse 3 now. True wisdom is a house built. So if you want to build anything, you want to build a ministry, it's not just power you need wisdom. Okay? One of the wisdom you need, let me share this with you. So I pastored a campus fellowship years back. And by the time we were going to hand over, we took a week, 7 days because we started it, of sitting consistently, myself and my friends, 7 days. What were we doing? We were not praying. We were drafting constitution. This is how president shall be elected. He or she must have gone through. He or she must have not less than so, so, and so, and so GP. We did that for every position. Did that and sealed the document. By the time we were handing over, it was not just impartation we're giving them. We're giving them a body of document. Until today, they are thriving. I've never gone back once. I don't have the time. Never gone back. I say, how are you guys doing? Mm-mm. They just give me a report. There's no way to not work. So you want to build a strong ministry, you want to understand that it is true wisdom. Alright? But it is by understanding that it is established. Understanding is what now shows you have left the realm of boys and babies. A man of understanding is a man of conviction. He knows the in and out of what he's doing. He's not doing guesswork. In fact, understanding, if you list wisdom, knowledge, understanding is the last that comes. Knowledge is first. But I write knowledge. You apply it, that's wisdom. Apply it over time, you understand it.
A man, a young boy, went to make a charm from an herbalist. This man said, this one does not have cure. His ring and all those spiritual belts, bantel, what do they call it? Sorry for the Indomie boys and girls. Say, it doesn't have cure. If you eat this one on anybody, the person will die. There's no cure. So the boy collected it and said, hey, this is it. As he collected it, the first thing he did was that he eat on the man's head. The same herbalist that did it for him. He eat the charm on his head. Ah! The man already said there's no cure, but he tested it on the man. And then the man brought out something from his and then licked it. And then the man became fine. Ah. And I'll say, you have deceived me. Say, the boy said the best way to test if there's cure is to eat it on the man's head. Now, listen. Applying it is wisdom. The man who knows that one and now know the cure is a man of understanding. The man ran the boy mad. If you were the one, will you leave him to go? He ran him mad. He ran him mad. We're on a street. He ran him mad. Do you understand what I'm saying? Wisdom is that I know what to do. Understanding is that there are many ways to it. In case it doesn't work this way, then that's another. Because I've been doing it over time. Let me give you an instance. Our ministries have a work going on in Abuja. Alright? There are many ways to gather crowd fast. And I know those ways. But it is not the gathering of crowd that is the building of a ministry. Crowd is crowd. Ministries. See, you've got to understand the difference between gathering people and building a work. They are not the same. The problem is that people gather crowd in a ministry that is not built. And people assume that once we can fill the hall, then we have built a ministry. No. You might have built what will come back to kill you. When we look at building a work, you are looking at structure. You are looking at men. I wish God have mercy. Okay, it's not even here anyways. I would have loved to show you journals. Before this ministry started, I took time to write. Okay, this is the vision of the ministry. This is the mission. Now, the vision, you must not put a full stop there. Because it will become clearer, clauses will be added. It's the vision. It's the mission. Bulk of the things I wrote then as mission has changed. Then this is the role of everybody. This is the role of this person, that person. This is the role of this person, that person. Alright? I listed everything. Because I had some years of waiting before we started. I was doing that. So by the time, just about, is it up to a year after we started, I had to go out for a year. Alright? But he was the leader. He was pastoring all of them. Nothing fell. Nothing went below. Once in a while, I show up. So I left this ministry less than a year after I started for a year. And the first thing I do in any environment, the first assignment I have in any environment is to raise my replacement. That's my first work. The first thing I do in any environment is to raise my replacement. There must be somebody who can fill my shoes. Don't sit down and smile that your people can't do what you are doing, so they respect you. That's low self-esteem. When a leader has low self-esteem, he believes that the way to get ahead is to know more than the people. And for him, nobody can do what he can do. Your duty as a leader is to show them that they are more. Please sit down. So how do you then build a ministry?
How do you build a ministry? Let me give you 5 ingredients. Number 1, you can't build what you don't understand, so understand the vision. Number one, understand the vision. So you have to interpret it correctly. Number 2, communicate the vision. Having understood the vision, communicate it. Now, listen. When the Bible says, Habakkuk, is it Habakkuk 2 now? Write the vision, make it plain that upon the tables that he may run, that read it. If you read that scripture in passing, you will think Bible is saying you write the vision on note. But that's not what it's saying. He said, my son, bind my instructions on the tables of your heart. Who will run? The one who reads it. Upon whose table are you writing? The table of the heart. So my assignment is, having understood the vision, I must be able to train you in such a way that the vision is not my vision, but your vision. My vision. Our vision. So if the vision is not known, you get to some ministries, even the leaders don't know the mandate. It means nobody's running with anything. You are just blaming them that they are rebellious. Have you given them something to run with? And that's why I understand that there's power in repetition. You fly every time they tell you this, buckle your seatbelt, this, in case this, they show you. They are not tired of showing you. They will not say you've been flying for years. They will still show you. You have to repeat the vision till it becomes fixed. And that's why we announce our mandate every Sunday. In Sphere of Life Church, we have been given a mandate to go raise God's end time. I mean, even if you are a first timer, you will hear it. If you have been here for a month, you're okay. By the time they say covenant is easy, you already know all those things. Because those are the things we ought to run with. Understand the vision, but you have to communicate it. Then number 3, you have to equip men with the tools for fulfilling the vision. There are tools. For instance, if you are going to make a cloth, you don't need a hammer. If you are going to sew a cloth, if I give a fashion designer a cloth, and the first thing fellow asks is, where is my hammer? You do some psychological evaluation and say, okay, this is not going to end well. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or you go to barb your hair at the barbing salon, and the barber says, please sit down. They tie you with that cloth and everything. But you see the guy go inside and bring shovel. You say, hold on. And that's what is happening in some ministries. This fellow has been called to raise men, but what he's giving priority to is healing. Do you know? Let me show you. I can list 10 ways not to know your vision. One of the ways that you can't get the vision of the ministry is to only pray. Nobody has told you that before. Do you know that when I was praying about the vision, God's vision, I was seeing something that looked like deliverance. But vision entering your heart is a body of light. It is a light entering. Sometimes you just pray out of desperation, God's vision, and then different spirit will minister to you. Visions are downloaded in your spirit. But there are tools for fulfilling them. And that's why I told you the last time I was having this meeting with you, that how can you as a minister, how do you have programs that does not fulfill the vision? Every program must be a step towards fulfilling the vision. If what is the sum total of what we have come to do in this conference for 3 days? Raising men. That's some total. But you see among that is also equipping the men. Abraham equipped his trained soldiers. And that's another case. You don't equip men who are not trained. You train them, equip them. We've always had resident pastors in this church. But it was still about a month before we left that you see any pastor seated in front. Very deliberate. Very deliberate. Sometimes I will come and they will run over and sit at the back. I say, come here. Very deliberate. Because I want to see how you serve.
before I can trust you with leadership. So you don't bully people. So equip, get equipped personally, then equip your men with the right tools. Number what now? Give me number one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey. How do I communicate this to you? Because this is the point where many ministries miss it. The moment you begin to equip men, the moment you start getting also equipped with the right tools, if you don't do this one I'm about to show you now, there will be chaos. Because it doesn't stop at equipping men. You are training everybody, firing them and all that. It's like raising soldiers, raising soldiers, raising soldiers. Who is the captain? Who is the general? Who is the lieutenant? Who are the colonels? Build structures. Let me describe what structure is. One time we went to minister in a village. Went to preach in a village. And they said they've not had rain for a while. Remember that village? They said, please pray. Yeah, I know people have come to do, but please pray. I mean, I like anything that calls to power of God. I just like it. Something you can't deny. Painfully enough, this morning I've logged out of YouTube before the person who received that mail now sent it that I just received the mail this morning. You see, that one you can't. So I said, is it rain? Go and relax. Rain will fall. I went inside. Father, they need rain. Call the people, they need rain. We ask, oh God, let rain fall. Huh? We went on and set the stage. You remember those meetings? Yeah. Set the stage. You used to do as if you don't remember. So that's our first accountant in ministry. She's still an accountant. Let me celebrate her. Please sit down. So, by the time we were about to start the crusade, rain began. But I noticed something in this village. As rain was falling, do you know what they were doing? They were digging the ground. They were digging the ground. I was wondering what's happening. The rain could have fallen and it would just flow and the ground would absorb it. They were digging the ground so it would settle. That's structure. God increase us. That's rain. Dig ground. Structure. Structure traps what abundance brings. Because, hey, rain that there's no structure for becomes flood. And it carries out, it can carry the work. See, the increase you are praying for without the right structure can be what will destroy the work. Don't just request for a crowd. See, this thing requires systematic approach. It's systematic. 1 Corinthians 3:10. Building a ministry is systematic. You are not proving a point. You're not proving a point. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. So if you look up, please, if you see a builder building, that you have a roof doesn't mean you put it at the foundation level. The time will come. The problem is that people want to prove. In Abuja, we are not as much as this. No. I know how to enter into a city and From the second week, you will pack everywhere full. Number one, my entry point won't be Sundays. Number two, I look for people who sing, who can draw crowd. Look for top ministers. I have many of them as friends. See, let's do this conference. God didn't call for it. They will gather. We'll repeat it again and again. But that's not ministry. That's your program. All those things you are doing, you will see how faulty it is when there are no men to wield the harvest. So my first assignment is focus on those men. And one of the powerful tools to focus on them is to delegate. So we have workers meeting. I say, you come and teach for 10 minutes. Then you summarize for 5 minutes. Oh, great. And then celebrate them. Okay, you come and take prayer meeting. And then, yeah. Then you come and summarize and then round everything up. You are building structures. Because training men without giving them platform is you destroying them. You want to sit down and watch them do all those things. Listen, the moment I have built my foundation right, and those are men, the moment I have built it right, 90% of my work is done. To bring the crowd is easiest. But I know how to, but I will delay it. Because that's not the priority. The priority is not crowd. The priority is something that will endure, that can carry that crowd. Among those crowd, you have armed robbers and all that. Let me share a very funny one. We had one of our Sunday services in Abuja. And to my amazement, a girl walked in. If you look at this girl, sister, by all standard of sister. When she first walked, I was even saying, ah, this is my boy that is even trusting God. They ain't going to do that now. Let me talk to this girl and see. Let's see how it goes. When you have boys who are not fixed, you are thinking on their behalf. They are having checked. Now, have you considered? Hey, but we didn't know who entered. We didn't know. Something is off. The look, the dressing, but what I perceive, something is not adding. After service, where is that sister? We couldn't find her. She had left. Then suddenly, one of my pastors started saying, I can't find my phone. I can't find my phone. I was too sure. It cannot be this holy sister. I said, no, stop. Don't mention that. People will feel embarrassed. You see it. 10 minutes. 20 minutes. Where's my phone? Then we now went back and investigated. We checked the pictures that was taken during service. Then we now found out that this sister is such a professional that she made sure there was never a time camera captured her face. There's no record of her face. As they are snapping shoot. They want to snap again like this. One time, the person videoing now even wanted to say, I will capture your face. Throughout, he bowed the head like this. I'm saying, when you launch your net to the sea, you are not just catching fish, you are catching crabs. You are catching snake that will even sting the pastor. Get structure before you launch net so they can sort. Get structure. We have trained the people at the door. Once you want to leave before service, just the same way somebody wants to leave an hotel, they will call the person in the room. Are you fine? Are you alive? Say yes. Okay. Now you can go. It has happened in this church before. One guy came. He joined us. And the things that have not been happening started happening. Almost every service phone will get lost. Including the phone of the girls he said he liked. Ah, so I went to pray. But as an instinctive leader, I said to the pastors, I said, I know who is taking these phones. It's this guy. I said, I don't have evidence, but I will prove it. That is this guy. This guy is the one taking the phones. Already about 4 phones were already casualties. So I gathered them in my office for Bible study. So I said, everybody, bring your phones. I said, so we're going to use my phone as a bait. Put it by the chair. Ushers, make sure nobody sits on this chair. Beside, on the aisle. Just drop your phone there. Then, you were the one on the keyboard. I said, be watching the phone. Don't leave keyboard. I said, so I will go and preach. By the time I was preaching, the person I said, be watching phone, keyboard, he was already carrying. Glory! Yes! But what they, I said, my phone is the bait. But what they did not realize was that when they left my office, I removed my phone as the bait. I put one of their phone there. In case. So, I put, no, you will not use me to learn lesson. I put one of their phones there. So my phone was intact. You know what the guy did? The guy just passed, saw the phone. Then dropped his phone beside the phone. Then went. That's the idea. When he comes back, he will pick the boat. So at that point, you were now looking at him. I said that the pastors didn't sit, just they sat down at different corners, eyes on the goal. So I guess he saw that the air is different. Because I needed him to pick it, then they hold him by the hand. But the problem with that arrangement is that he will say he wants to go and give protocol. That arrangement is faulty too. So he couldn't pick it. I'm saying the soul you are celebrated that entered church, one of them is about to impregnate your daughters. Crowd is a mixture of many things. You need structure before crowd. All this one you are going all out. And you need to raise people. Even you, pastor, if you don't have personal structure, that's how you give somebody impregnation. I'm telling you. I shared a story with mentees on mentorship platform of a brother and a sister. The guy is a pastor. They fasted 7 days and said, we will not touch each other again before we get married. 7 days, the girl, 6 to 6, the guy marathon fasting. 7 days. How did I get to know? Because by the time the Kasala boss, I was involved. The 7th day when they were going to break marathon fasting was the day he impregnated the sister. That's power without structure. Structure is that we'll pray together over the phone. But now you prayed in the room. What you prayed against, by the time you were done praying, you just quickly did it. And the girl gave birth to twins. Twins. Energy, what is saturated now? Twins. He's charged. When you hear Elijah has broken through, it's not always that it's chant. Elijah broke through. You are just, it just dawned on you. I beg ministers of God, it's good to spend money doing programs, but the program must add to the ministry. And the way that can happen is that there are people who are processing while some are launching nets. There are those who are processing. There are those who are separating. There are those who are grooming. I don't do everything in this church. I don't do. There are things I don't even know about. I do not have the time to counsel people who are getting married. But I married a woman that's her core. In fact, the only time they start to come and talk to those who are getting married, you put in on your video, you are not serious. I have a wonderful time, everybody. I've gone. I don't have that. You did on your video. You mean you called me? So you are sitting, eating, and church come and teach you. I do not have that time. But my wife, doing that one, saying mothers, expecting mothers, that one. So, pastor's wife, that one. I don't have that time. If I start a mentorship platform, the day I feel what God wants it for is fulfilled, it's done. I'm not the one training workers, but I built the manual for it. And we also have a quote. This is the kind of person that can train. But listen. If you draft a manual, you don't indicate the kind of person that can take it. The faulty man will take a good manual to erase faulty people. The person taking it is more important. Oh, I'll leave you to go and look for number five yourself. You don't give people everything. To build structures. And that place of building structure, that's where work is. What kind of structure? Leadership structure. First, you want to have a structure of the hierarchy of leadership. And once you are building that structure, don't call people by titles they have not been ordained as. You confuse people. It is from worker, or member, worker, heads of department, or you understand what I'm saying? HODs, minister, child of department, pastors, in charge of ministers, resident or star resident pastor, central executive council, as the case may be. I'm just giving you an instance. We have different, in fact, you will not know where conclusions are made. Even for PPC, the morning prayer, structure. If you watch what I did not just go ahead and start doing programs. I first built a community. I introduced a community. You don't have people if you don't have them in communities. Many people take pride in, we are doing this online. So some people join. Tomorrow they won't be there. When they join, is there a closed house? 90% of our activity don't make it to flyers. Sometimes I'm done training this one. They think they are the only one. I just, you don't know. It is when you are hearted that you know this one exists. And bulk of those platforms are by selection. You can't register interest. For instance, you can't say you are interested in my leadership school. No, you can't be interested. Your pastor must recommend you. We announced International School of Ministry online once. On my personal space once. Why do I have the courage to do that? Because of the strength of the community. We have a community of over 20,000 people. My message platform. I have other communities. Over 20,000 people. So I don't have to stress myself and go online. From that community, I can get all I need. Where's Victor? That's Victor. He's the owner of Start Now Channel. One day, I call him for counseling, he counsels me. Let me celebrate him. He's one of my counselors. Stand up. He's one of my teachers. Why are you looking like that? Don't be you they teach me. But listen, because I saw that he knows many things I don't know. We're going to Ottawa when I called him. That what is the secret to I need help in this area. And he said, any ministry that is not growing, I've wasted database. I said, what did you say? He said, any ministry that is not growing and getting what they need has wasted database. What did you say? This is BN was talking. He said, no, wait. Let me chew this one. You know, said people are coming for programs. They are say register. Are they registering for registering's sake? When they register, their mails are stored somewhere. What do you do with those mails? They should become part of close community that will, apart from the fact that we send flyers outside, when next we have a meeting, we can now reach out to those ones one-on-one. That's community. That singular statement changed everything for us. Because most times, Moses are looking for Elijahs for programs, but you need professionals, Jethros. When you are a Moses and you bring an Elijah to come and preach, he will preach, there will be fire, but you will die on time. You need professionals who know about management. You need HRs. You need accountants. Who can tell you this, how we balance this and do all that? Professionals. Most times we overrate power and underrate wisdom. Check now. Somebody is running a ministry. There is no account for tithe and offering. If you ask them, go and bring your account for tithe and offering, they will go and bring one book like a list of prisoners. They have counseled and written this year. How will that grow? How will that grow? Already you have destroyed the mind of the fellow doing it. You cannot be documenting millions, tens of millions in that. You'll be pegged. First, up your game. Alright? Get professionals. This is how to... he's an accountant. Alright? I don't want to go into what we do. At the end of every month, when we are balancing account, 1 naira must not be missing. And it must not add to it. If there is 1 naira increment, that's not grace. That's error. In the same light, something can reduce too. Do you understand what I'm saying? Who can count money is documented. Having counted the money, how should it be registered? Is a written document. Don't tell us that offering for today is 2,000. How many 100 naira note? When you give instructions and you don't put structure, you have authorized thieves. I'm not saying people who come on there are thieves or no. But what we are saying is that even if one time, look up. Let me say this statement. This will rescue you. My idea of structure is, even if a fool will do it, he will do it right. Because there is a structure for how to do it. It does not depend on your own wisdom. And I tell people there's no creativity around instruction. Obey it. This is how we train workers. This is what must be said. There's not, you know, you can't feel like, mm-mm. When offering is counted, when tithe is counted, this is how it should be documented. And then to also help us further, we also have structure for documenting pastor's offering and tithe. Because sometimes the pastors can be broke because they are not givers. I can know who is the problem. Is it the pastors or the church? And that's why if you see basket come to the front to the pastors, the same basket cannot go to the people. So I know what at least everyone gives. I get all the details. You finish service, you have 1 hour after the service to send your viral statistics. How many people did we have? How many male? How many female? How many converts? Salvation experience? How much offering? How much tithe? One time they said one of our branch, they don't used to send it on time. They are giving them problem. Who is to send it? Say so, so and so person. I called the person. From this call, you are hearing. The next time food will enter your mouth is after 5 days. You have started a dry fast. And the good news is that I used to forget people in punishment. If I remember, I will pardon the person. But I've forgotten. You can forgive after 3 days. There's consequence for everything. This is how to take picture. This is how not to take picture. Go and post nonsense. You post it. And the funny thing is that I will see it in less than 1 minute after you post it. I will see it. You posted. Let me talk to you. Let me stop preaching. Let me say this to you. Ministry is not weed where things grow by itself. Everything that will grow must be well watered. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm careful. But sometimes those who need it don't want it. One time we had a guest minister. And I was checking the pictures. And I saw one of the pictures. I called the pastors. I said, look at this picture. What is wrong? They look at it and say, well, this. Let me have 4 people. I want to show you what was wrong in that picture. Let me have 4 people. Come. Okay, pastor, you come. Now, this is the pastor. No, you face me. Receiving the guest minister. Shaking that. Welcome, sir. Bend your head now. And I say, guest minister was greeting him. There is somebody else behind. The camera just managed to capture him. But I'm interested in everybody in this picture. So I zoomed. And I zoomed to his face. And I had issue with the way he was laughing. The laughter is not trained. I had issues with it. I zoomed. I would have loved to show you the picture, but you will know the person. So I zoomed. You will be wondering, what are you looking for, sir? So I zoomed to his face. I said, this laughter is the laughter of someone who is starstruck. You cannot be starstruck when you see my guest. Receive my guest. Shut your mouth. Sir, that's not training. There's a way to smile. So I dealt with him. It was a very serious one. Because if we're going to trust a man like this with our people, he must not be laughing anyhow like this. I focus on that matter. I said, that's what is wrong. And you will not have the honor of receiving my guest again. So go and sit down. I also pointed out that laughter is a sign that he has independent spirit. You are doing your own work, not my work. I pointed out. All right. We want to receive guests. You have cooked. I will eat of it. And I'm not a good food critic because normally it's not something I like. You know, serve me. I will show you the problem. I've dealt with you before now. Married woman. Sit down. She was in part 2 or so. I said, we have a guest. Go and buy fish and make soup. Your legs are shaking. Maybe I should not share the story. But I will share it. There's no problem. It was part 2 then. Years back. So, I said, where is the stuff? It was one fish they call shower. I said, no. Jokoti, ma koje. Sit down, start eating it. Eat it.
Papa, I'm so sorry.
Eat it now. Eat it now. So when you want to do something, go for the best. But that lesson sank. Okay? If I want to go and see them now, I can't be saying, how will I be received? I've taught them how to receive people. What I'm telling you is that when you are building structure, you want to pay attention to tiny details. Because that loophole, that small thing, can bring down the entire building. It is work. And let me say this to you. You can't build good structures if you are not petty. Please sit down. You have to be petty. People will say, this one gone. You have to be petty. That is petty in the sense that you narrow your gaze to the smallest details. On Sunday, I was so excited when I came here. You will notice on Sunday, I was the only odd one out. And that's because I wanted to just enjoy myself. I was the odd one out. See everybody wear their suit and I say, yes, I love it. The structure is strong. Even to how people dress. They have to build structure. And in building that structure, for the start, you have to begin it. You have to ask yourself, what kind of ministry are we? Are we a suit ministry? Or we are anyhow? I've seen cases where on major days or programs, anniversaries, the people stepping forth, not are wearing round neck and jeans to take different sessions. Where? Church of the Living God. Choir members will come wearing sandals and palm. Just come there. Hey, let's give God praise. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him praise. The people they'll be raising there, their lives will be disorderly. It's not just about the message, it's about the environment. You have to insist on quality. Insist. Insist. You have to insist. A leader must insist. This is what we must see. If I have any pastor who does not have good command of English, go and buy Brighter Grammar. Go and buy. And sit with it. And I'll tell the person, in case you fail to grow, we'll move on without you someday. It's just a matter of time. We will. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even in prison, sir, they wear uniforms. Even in prison, we have made mockery of the work of ministry. Because when you miss the lesson as a coach, there's no way you can impart what you don't know. That is how you are too. That's how you are. That's how you are. So you want to stand. This is how this is to be done. In this house, this is how we are going to get this done. This is the kind we are going to use. This is what we cannot use. This is what you can't say to your colleagues in church. This is how you must speak. When I want to, let me give you the code. What do you do when you have leaders who are not adjusting to the needed structure? Number one, you failed on them. That's why they are not adjusting. Accept that. Number two, release them. Look up. Those who are not adjusting to meet up with the demands that you are pardoning because of your emotions. Listen. Their kind will be gravitated towards that position. Anything you want to see increase, put it in front. I don't think of anyone as a pastor or a minister if they are not first excellent sons and daughters. Because there is going to be a lot of things at a certain point that will require trust in a father. I don't build ministry with other people's children. Mm-mm. This person is not a son under me and all that. No, we will not do that. Because their father can call them. Their father can say, leave that church. Some people are so careless. People join the ministry, just join, look well, and can sing and all that. Say, from today, you are the choir head. And the fellow who come in, confuse the system, cause problems. Even with structures, you still have problems once in a while. How much more when there's no structure? Sometimes we face some challenge and I'm like, I just have to agree. There's no way I can be 100%, okay? But I'm like, how did this survive, this survive, that survive? Come here. But you know, I'm loyal to the destiny of my people. But when the thing comes to where it comes to, and you say, I will not adjust, we excuse you. Be a church member, but leave this position. How do I manage the case of people who are misbehaving? They are in church. They like to speak about the church. But their public reputation is not adding up to what we stand for. I just need to give one instruction. This person must never hold the mic. When you video or camera anybody in church, don't camera this person. All I have to do is to switch off the light. If you say you want to be foolish, there's no point amplifying it. That's simple. And the system will move on fast. You just notice that, I'm not in a bad mood, but I'm not seeing this person again. Light is off. No fight. No talk. Just switch off the light. Let me talk to you. And I've given this instruction several times. I see people come on the altar and sing. Everybody know them as one singing. But everything they post is about other ministries. Don't give them mic. They will tell people, this is who we are. The people who must build with you must have the work as a priority. Do you understand what I'm saying? I called one of my boys. I said, report to my house around 10 p.m. Report to my house. We are having PPC. You won't post. No, you should. You can't tell me your heart is right now. This program will be having from day one. You would rather post other things. And other ministry, even in, while you are in church. Then we will now stupidly and foolishly put mic in your hands. Meanwhile, your colleagues are seeing all the things you are doing. They say that's the way out. You can't build a solid work if you don't insist that they prioritize it. You must insist. Those who do it with you must, they must see it as their life. I told the pastors, how do we have a resident pastor who does not post about the church? Remove him. Now, in case you have seen that certain decisions were made, you don't know the back end. This is the back end. Everything is deliberate. Now, if you like, sing and bring heaven down. Once we watch that you don't have a revelation of us, you can't build with us. You can do any other thing, but you can't build with us. The builders must be those who know the pattern. They have seen where we are going and it determines what you see that this is love, it is flowing. And even if it's not flowing, do it by discipline, it will flow later. The problem is that you are using decaying woods to build pillars. Pillars must be strong. You have to insist on the quality of it. You are following, you are in church, you are trusting with something, you are posting things anyhow. I call one of my boys. I said, you are posting on Facebook prophecy for 2023. You are posting on, did you ever see me post prophecy for? I said, follow me on a trip. The words he heard that day, I knew he wanted to disappear out of the car. Sit down. We got somewhere along the road. I said, you know, open the door for him. Let him come down. My friend, get out of this car. One time we were going for a wedding. Let me share stories. We're going to take picture. We're going to take picture after service. Picture. He can hear me now. He's online. We're going to take pictures. Sisters were standing and trying to take pictures. And he was telling the sister that stand where now. He wanted to leave my side. Maybe she was not convenient. I'm okay. He said, stand there now. You don't. Maybe you are even in a prophetic place. Oh, need love. This matter. To soy. Come. How will you say that? How you can say that? How you can say that? Eh? How? Do you know the weight of what you just said? You won't go with this. That your mouth that is talking, who will deal with you till this mouth, shh. Were you not the one that just ailed the sister? Oh God, you won't fit. I've come to you. You passed campus gate, you just ailed the sister, remember? And you greeted her jokingly. What did you call her?
My mother in the Lord.
That's, you just say, my mother in the Lord, jokingly. And that was the confirmation the sister knew, needed to say that I'm her husband. I'm saying part of structure is how your people talk. So the sister called me on phone and spent over an hour explaining different confirmations. And then when she mentioned his name, I said, Julius, I couldn't wait for the call to end. Where's Julius? We need to box. Because that was the final straw that broke the camel's back. That mother in the Lord was all. Said, that's it. How did I handle the sister's case? When she called me and spent over that 1 hour, I just said, can I call you back? Till today, I have not called back. The time just passed and she knew I was stupid. How do I start telling you that you don't have sense? You don't tell a man of God. Don't tell a brother. When I came to this city, a pastor brought a girl to my house on Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Many of you didn't know that. An elderly man. Sunday morning. I just saw that. Said, please, can I talk to you, sir? They knew we were holding service in my house. And sat with me in the office. And said, that girl is the spiritual daughter that God has been speaking to her that I'm her husband. So he brought her. Then, after the whole thing, he now even wrote her number and dropped on my table that I can reach out to her. I celebrated him as a good shepherd. Wow, you must love your... So after the whole conversation where I was told that I saw the sister too, so I said, sister, how are you doing now? How are you doing? But what? Good to see you. Well done. I just went inside and told the number and I don't even know who she is anymore. I pray God would have settled that. But that's how funny things can be. It must meet structures on ground. Personal structures and ministry structures. That boy that said that statement, I took it up. Because you can see many more and destroy lives with carelessness. Don't put big mouth in charge of destinies. Big mouth. No. There's a way to talk. There's a way not to talk. Please be seated. You see the issue of rebellion. Nobody is taking the ministry serious. Check, you too, are you taking it serious? All the people you are pushing in front, they will rather talk about and post about other ministries. If you like, be the one bringing Jesus to the church. We will raise a new person. Once we see you don't have a revelation about us. And nobody will come and meet you and say, maybe just want, I don't even have that time. I'll just call the head of that department. Off the light. Switch off the light. Everybody we see in front must be actively part of our brand. So we only put brand ambassadors there. Not like we are pushing you in front, but you are an ambassador for something else. Do you have a church? You have pastors and ministers. But when you have programs, it's not their business. Everybody is posting. One is not posting. So what is your own problem? Why are you the one who is not posting? Are you too big to post? That is the independent spirit. It's the spirit of rebellion. You want to check. Why are you not doing it? Why are you the one who is not doing it? Say you don't have data, but you are calling your boyfriend. You should. If I release something and we say this is a program, you will notice that you can see 50 WhatsApp status. I like it. Because he's an army. I can't go somewhere as the captain and you're going somewhere else. Insist. Insist. Many people don't take their work time to do that. Let me tell you this. Dress anyhow. Talk anyhow. In fact, if you like, don't bath before you preach. You will raise your kind. God did not call any ministry to be excellent from heaven. They walked at it. Walk. Change the way you dress. You are a young person. Once in a while, wear some canvas and all that. Alright? Know how to combine it. Change the way you dress. Just work on this. Common sense. You don't need to break bank to dress well. It's common sense. One time I sat down and I discovered that the reason we are having some challenge in church is because they are calling us Papa and Mama. And I've been concerned. So 1st of January, they were celebrating my wife's birthday. And they were cutting cake. And I discovered that the part of the church that were shouting and excited is half. I was looking. And those were the ones saying, that's our mama. What about the first timer? What about the one who does not even believe in spiritual mothering or fathering? But we are to pastor all of them. Stop calling us Papa and Mama. Call me Apostle. Call my wife Pastor Mimi. We are good. Things changed. Sometimes the biggest problem of a church, why they will never grow, is love. Because they love their small group. There's no space for new people. There's no space for... When people come, it's just them. Every time they are taking pictures, it's just the same set of people. One time I called our media guys. I said, you are trying to snap entry pictures and all that. If you see where I'm dealing with people, you will not like to be in their shoes. Because what I'm saying looks sweet until you receive the dagger. One time I've messaged one of our pastors, but God helped him that they've stolen his phone, so he didn't see the message. The message would have been more painful than the phone they stole. So I said, who stole your phone? He said, he gave a boy to go and do something. So they collected it from the boy, he didn't know. I said, you two collect his own, don't know. I renew your sim. One time I went to invest something like that. The boy said that the investment crashed. I said, borrow me your car. He didn't know. I said, I have an emergency. So he borrowed me his car. What time he now called me that he wants to use the car? Use what? The boy, go and get by. He thought, no, he sold it. And I collected my money. He's not shout. The key is in my house. Come and collect it. See, this thing that you are failing to take harsh decision on. Building ministry involves tough decision. And I warn some of you, don't prioritize long members than faithful members. They start with us from the scratch. To hell with that. We'll bless God for that. But you are only important if you are adjusting with the new update. What you say you get 20 years and then you are not growing, you are causing problem, a big issue to us. No. Anyone who can get the job done is the fellow that will do the job. Not because you start with us from the scratch, so by the time we are something, you are now the pastor. No. You can be an usher. It doesn't cause anything. You give people position because they have been old in the ministry. They'll be fighting over age. I'm telling you. And you must admit as a pastor that bulk of the issues going on, you don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm giving you practical issues, oh. Very practical issues. Some pastors are careless. Some leaders of ministry are careless. Very careless people. If you do video call with them, it's their nose, you put it. Never growing, not sophisticated, nothing. Let me say this thing and be angry. You cannot do a digital ministry with analog mentality. Wake up. How do you pass through a new generation and you are thinking like a villager? Do you understand what I'm saying here? You are the problem of that ministry because you are not growing. You are the problem. I will go to other ministries when they eat drum. I said, make our own to sound like that. They say, hey, Papa, we need it. I want to hear that sound. It gives me joy. I want to hear it. That is how I is. I want, give me the sound. Give me the sound. Because I love it when I heard it there. I want to hear it here too. That's how you insist. I say you can't do this if you are not petty. I play video of other ministries. Look at their live stream. See how clear it is. Why can't our own be clear? They say we need a Behringer digital mixer. How much? 2.8 million. Get out of my sight. A lot of those boys in Abuja right now are laughing at me. They're laughing, right? So I said, okay, I'm ready. Come on, go and buy the... You say it's Behringer. But if you buy this Behringer and you don't give me this sound, there will be problem. So I released the money for the Behringer. Say you bought, they were happy Behringer. They said, our keyboard. Why? What I told them, don't be videoing keyboard. Video keyboard. You want to do church, you go and video. This one is Casio. That's, they are doing calculator. You go and video it. Go video keyboard. See, so this one now, you can. This one is quite good. You can video it. Oh, where to go and get the keyboard in Abuja? Very expensive keyboard. I said, video it. Video it. Do choice video. I like it. But I will now say again, but when I was hearing that church worship, there was some effect I was seeing. Why you can't you give me the effect? He said, I say, put it there. Put it. The way you are saying, hard shaky, hard momo, that's the way, add this, put it. He said, but we don't, I say, put it. Let me just get it. I will have joy. Boom. I say, yes, add the effect. You are insisting. You have to be petty to insist. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right now, in sphere of life church, you something fall upon you. You see that all the partition, none of this TV is broken before it will have been broken. We'll collect your BVN. That one is certain. Just sign undertaking. Then please add your BVN. We have bankers here. On fire. Because you have to, I saw a pastor, the man was tired. From today is break and pay. That's your demonic spirit that is breaking. This camera is 2 million, if you break. I mean, falling under anointing is not economical. So as you hear, your pastor is thinking, yeah, 250,000. Close to 4 million, right? But you have to insist. Okay? The idea is, do you know what is good? Repeat it in your house. It's simple, right? When you go to places, you have gone there for what is beyond, not just the message. You look at the structures, you look at the way they are doing things. If you like it, go back home and insist. Then make sure you still come there again because they are still growing. If you like it, insist. All right? That this, oh yeah, our choir, you to start dressing like this. Okay? Start dressing like this. Use this. Use that.
Now, let me finally round up and tell you, how do you break the yoke of money problems? I'm going to give you simple, practical steps. And by that, I don't mean that you have all the money in the world, but you can break it at your level. How many of you are in active ministry? Let me ask before I say what I want to say, because raise your hands. Okay. Those of you in the crowd there, come, bring your chair. Come. Don't worry, come now, I'm calling you. Bring your chair. I like to have my class. Like, some of you are seeing that for the first time, but this is how I like to teach. Come. Come sit with me. Come, I need you here. Come, come. See, don't be taking back seat. You are meant for the top. Come here. Bring your chair. Sit down. Come. Sit down, sit down, sit down like that. Face me like this, yes. Face me. Bring the chair here. Yeah, come. Sit down. Come on, sit down. Sit down. Are these all the guys, apart from the people there, were in active ministry? Those of you from 1, 2, third row, bring your chair. Come. Come and sit here. Because if I'm not conscious of those I'm talking to, second row, sit down. Third row, come. I may not say all the things I need to say. Come. No, come closer now. Ah. Why are you all running to the back? Come to the front. Don't stay there. Come. Come to the front. Yeah. The gospel is free, but preaching it is expensive. You need money for halls. You need money for good gadgets. You want your messages to be recorded and it's clear. It is an attack on the ministry if you can't document the labor. So lack of proper finance is attack. There's no attack greater than that. Because what is happening is that now you are having so much deep things, but the devil is insisting it won't fly. So you don't need money for show off. You need money to actually be able to get the job done the way it should be done. Okay? Because it requires, it's expensive. So, without the finance getting right, it will wear you out. You'll be tired. There are things you want to do, but you can't do them. Lack of finance is like being in prison. You are not free to do what you have in your heart to do. So it's a form of lack of power, because money is powerful. Understand this, money is not evil. It is the love of it, all right, that is evil. So you need money. Number one, never criticize those who have results you don't have. Never say it is not about the result. Once you say that, you can't have it. If you need something, don't say it's not about it. Stay in that humble state that we are going to break through in this area. Now, I have people that I call who are doing things better than we are. And I ask questions. How did you break this level? How do you break through at this level? All right, say, okay, so this. And you are blessed when you have people who will tell you as it is. Okay? Good. But one of the problems I found in the body of Christ is that some ministers speak out of envy and strife, and you love them, but you don't know where they are talking from. You repeat it without knowing what you are saying. Before you tell me it's not about the result, have it first. If you don't have it, and I see that, yes, you are sound, but you are not living up to the potential of the work, and you are saying it's not about the result, then I know the reason why you are there. If I give you 10 million, this same you will say glory to be to God. And you'll be glad. But you still go online. So if I don't have the result, will I give you that money? No. Okay? Very important. So how do you break it? Number one, you cannot, but let me say this to you. The finance of the ministry cannot be richer than the impact of the ministry.
There's a clause there. You are not writing. Okay. The finance of the ministry cannot be greater than the impact. But there are times that there are impact and bad finance because of bad structure. There can be good impact and bad finance because of bad structure. You know, somebody can be watching this now and say, look at what is teaching them. Look at what is teaching them. What is teaching them. The problem is that I want them to shut down the online stuff. Let me, I'm not. Let me just try. Because I love the body of Christ, but there are dangerous ministers who don't know what you are saying, but are not ready to learn. And some of them will later come to you, but they would have destroyed some young folks. I have had to do some things stubbornly by conviction, even at the height of criticism. And those who were criticizing me later came to learn it. Don't worry, leave the online stuff. I'm saying you can be very powerful and very broke if you are not strategic. It may be that people will come to the ministry and they will find out this is a very powerful ministry. But what is happening there is not reflecting also. The idea is it should reflect in every aspect. How can we be having a program that is blessing lives? And after that program, the person we have rented sound from is trying to arrest the pastor. So many things causes that. Alright? Many things causes that. Number one. Among the things that cause that, what you have not taught, you can't see experientially. Now, listen to what I'm saying. When many ministers hear this, what they believe is that what I'm talking about is teaching them to give, partly. But teaching them to give without teaching them to have is teaching them to steal. So first, you want to help the people break through. And you must understand, this is the foundation of that help. God is not bringing the people for the pastor. He's bringing the pastor for the people. So that you will not see every new member as a means to an end. Because if you think God is bringing them for you, by the time those who have money come in, it is your message that will drive them out. As you are talking, they know you are talking about them. It's self-sabotage. The way you present the ministry determines who will enter. Labor on the people that they will break into God's blessing. It is natural for people like that to give back. But don't assume. Let them know also that for this reason, God is lifting you up. Learn to be committed. And anytime you are emotional, don't talk about money. Because you would rather cause offense. But there are also management wisdom to this. If you keep fetching water into baskets, you can't save. Many people are only concerned about how money enters. They are not investigating how it is going. Do you sit with documents? Do you even have records? Do you investigate what is taking the highest chunk of money? There are different forms of financial orientation. You are either vision-oriented or people-oriented. But you can be oriented, or you can have the both. Ministries where they are just people oriented will be spending money on welfare. The The ones that are vision oriented, bulk of the money is going towards what fulfills the vision. The idea is that have a portion for welfare that you can't go beyond. Okay? Because if you don't exist, they will survive. But make sure that bulk of what is taking the money is the vision. That is how you will grow. It's a sign of lack of discipline on your part if your emotion is losing out anyhow. You say, Abede, give her 20,000. You are not kind, you are stupid. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's budget. There's a plan. Anywhere there's no management, increase doesn't come. Anything you don't manage cannot increase. Everybody knows now that after service, you will distribute the offering and tithe. Ah, sister, Mekele, I don't have transport fare. Ah, I thought I saw 59 inside that offering there. When I give sister, Mekele, sister, Mekele now knows that he's direct from offering. And I've seen cases where pastors are the ones, once they contribute offering, it's pastor's pocket. He will go home with it. When pastor wants to drink malt, he will tell them, remove from the offering. The person you are telling to remove, you are telling that person to you too, you can be removing, but just replace back. Some ministries don't even have account. Say, send your account. Let me bless you. They send the pastor's private account. There is no separation between the church money and his money. When they say some pastors are thieves, it is true, but not all pastors are thieves. How do you run a system where you can't know the difference between church money and your own money? If they give you an envelope, who are you giving? Is it me or church? If they say it is for the work of ministry, you are not the work of ministry. That's church. Do you understand what I'm saying? Discipline. Discipline. One time I was listening to a preacher. I was saying, this ministry don't need registration, blah, blah, blah. We are the government of God. Blah, blah, blah. Government of God on earth. You don't know law. See, that's where wisdom must meet with power and tell power, calm down, let me go ahead. And the ministry kept growing. By implication, it means they don't have account. That's what it means. After about 20 years of existence, I went to check on them last year and I found out that the name had changed. They wanted to do some things, there was no document for them. They now have to go and register. But that mentality has produced some young boys now. It matters who is teaching you. You can't put living eggs under dead chicken. It matters. You run a ministry. Is it registered? Good. Take the CAC registration. And you can't register ministry as business name. Or as limited liability company. You can't do that. Alright, it's under non-governmental organizations. You do that, you have tax exemption. You get your, all those documents, all those things, you get them. Different banks have different requirements. Alright, you want to make sure that you have as many accounts as possible, but make sure they are for different purposes. Okay? Do all the things you should do. If I want to sow to your ministry and I say send your name, and the name you send, the ministry account is Emmanuel John, I'll be skeptical. Because I'm not sure if my money will go into what it should be done. So first, you want to prove your credibility by doing what is right. I was running an NGO. We needed people to give towards the NGO, but there was no money to register. So, and that means that we will not be able to get good donors and sponsors for our meet, for our event. So what I did, you remember what I did that time, was that February 14, we brought up an initiative. Buy a cake and send a child to school. Normal cupcakes that should go for 15 naira, 100 naira. We were buying for 1,000. And we did 1,000 cupcakes. Some were buying for 200. Some were buying for 500. At the end of the day, with that single initiative in one day, we got more than enough for registration. And we registered. I have sat down to plan a program. It's called Festival of Wisdom. And the idea of that program is to employ wisdom that will not spend a kobo after doing the program. And we're going to feed people and we'll have basket left. And we did it. Wisdom. Though the person we did it for after the program, he said, because when the money came in, he now said that, God said that my time in his life was over. Were you not part of Festival of Wisdom? Did I not call you? Ah, is it not you? You've forgotten. You can't remember again. You remember? How much was the money that he said my time in his life was over for? I don't even want to go into that case. How much? He just stopped picking my call. Maybe he thought I wanted us to share. Me that I was growing. I was just using those platforms to gym my capacity. I've moved on. I was trusting God to bless him. I don't need his money. If you fail to register your ministry, you are saying it's not important. Hence, you deserve what you are seeing. Okay? Very important. Particularly the one that God has said, this is it. Very, very important. But let me give you another counsel. Church work. Consumes money. It doesn't bring. It is ministry that brings money. The tithe and offering they give, calculate the amount you spend on gen, the amount you spend on rent. You will discover that you need a body of wisdom to manage church. Those church is not that you have a church where you are doing the ceremony. The local one is church. Whether you say it is or not, it's church. But if all you are rich is those who are seated in those benches, you'll be broke. Because there are those who don't have access to those benches but have the resources. You must be able to have structures for the world to reach them. That's ministry. The problem is that you are not reaching beyond the bench. And everybody there is broke. Everybody there is broke. They are students. Do you know the first time we ever bought sound system? Me, I've always been adventurous. What platform have I not ever in this life? Actually, I just know that I'm not supposed to sit down. After my friend on bike, I was still teaching on Telegram. I didn't even know that the man of God has fallen on bike. Be typing and typing and typing. This is how I held my phone typing. But I was pastoring people that were less than 50. But I had an online platform that they were close to 1,000. Bless God for the local one, but you have to have the net that gather beyond the shores. The local one is powerful, but what that local one does is just to eat money. In this church, we have Sphere of Light Church. That's the Sunday, Tuesday, and all that. But we have Flame. Flame is Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministry Ecumenical. You are seated here not because of Sphere of Light Church, but because of Flame. This is my meeting. When you attend IMC, it's not Sphere of Light Church. That's Flame. International School of Ministry is Flame. PPC is Flame. Sphere of Light Church, local assembly. Sphere of Light Church, ground game. Ministry, air control. Because if this is church program, We have church people. But because this is a net to the body, we have different people from different places. You came from Rivers, you came from Benin, some of you came from Anambra, came from Abuja, from Enugu, and different places. Because it is not church. When I have Festival of Life conference, we have those who came to rejoice with us. But when I have international ministers, we have those who came to be blessed. Ministry is the net that goes out to fill the church. Sit down, don't write yet. When you go to Winners, it's church. When you attend Shiloh, it's ministry. Redeem, church. Holy Ghost service, ministry. The church will increase because of the ministry. Church is every Sunday, ministry may not be. But ministry is what brings the people that can even finance. Some of them will now come and become part of the church. Many people have come for this meeting that they will know that this is their house. But they will never know until we have ministry that will bring them. The spread of my message is how we get to the rich is ministry. Once that thing is sweet, make sure it spreads. Church is always eating money. Ministry is not always. We are not gathering every week. When I have PPC and put the account details there and all that, when people don't know, because I'm not in Abuja. But if you look at the gadget and all those things we are using, it's money. Very expensive. In fact, I'm going back now to build a major studio that we can have green room and do all those things in the house. Because I'm in a city where the church is far from the house. The idea is that I want to put my house as a workroom. Where everybody, I'm telling you, that's how I work. Sometimes in a day, I bring 5 clothes down and I put them down. I say, guys, we're going to work now. We produce 5-6 videos. We'll be releasing them at intervals. All you do is to resume when there's church. But after church, your life is not doing ministry. You'll be broke. When we post when we live stream Sunday service on YouTube, maybe you see 500 views and all that. Maybe later it will increase. But when I do ministry and push my videos out, you see 70,000 views. Ministry has more reach. So every broke church are broke because all they are doing is church. Ministry is impact beyond local assembly. International School of Ministry is not church, it's ministry. And that's why it's not free. Church is free. I have different ministers' webinars and seminars. But the structure to that is that the money does not come to my pocket. So, as God keeps increasing us, I have people that they must, if we are going to do well, they can't be volunteers. So, I have to bring them on salary. They must be focused as on this as their life. When you see me say somebody's coming part of my team, what I'm saying is that I am scheduling your finance for you. What I'm saying is that now your rent, I have to be thinking. When we got to Abuja, I didn't go alone. I went with my team. And I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, these people that went with me, they are not Abuja members. They are my team. If I have to go elsewhere, they follow me also. When you see the unlawful as another, I called the wife, I called her, I say, you guys are, anywhere I go, you follow me. The person who will be singing all those crusades and all that, so I must make sure that there's enough structure that their finances cater for. If they have to be doing that and be the one running after some jobs, we will not go far. So when people give during PPC, you give so we can continue. At the end of the month, I have maybe like 10 people. When you see videos that you like, Please project the video of OAU meeting. OAU apostolic meeting. I'm in Ibadan here. But I called them in Abuja. I said, hey guys, produce a video for me. The first day we had this meeting, just about 30 minutes after the meeting, they sent me the audio edited from Abuja. I said, guys, what's happening? You are not in this meeting now. I said, oh wow. Once they finished there, they sent them to them in Abuja. They edited, forwarded immediately that night. All the Abuja pictures are not edited in Abuja. They are edited in Ibadan. The person who is there, you can take pictures with your phone. Yes, good. Take pictures. Send it to Ibadan. They will edit it. And then they send it back to us. Sometimes I have like 6, 7, 8 meetings in a day. Emergency meetings. Those people cannot be those who are running after jobs. So the ministry must take care of them. So I need to keep expanding frontiers because we need more people. Soon we need studios. Then we need our people who have gifts. Can be in their house and then sing songs. We can make it free, but those who produce it are paid. What service is that? Ministry. Do you have the video? Okay, you're still checking. So I sit down. That's why I tell pastors, you can't just sit down. I pray. I have, ask the boys. We have videos upon videos upon videos. So I just wake up, okay, we've done PPC and all that. Okay, good. So today we're going to produce 6 videos. They will edit. When their time comes, we produce them. Some people said we're doing it that same day. They've done it. And it's work. Because you have to change, you have to do all those things. The light, the camera, everything is on you. Sometimes you say, give me 30 minutes, let me get inspiration again. You get the inspiration, you get back. You think it's just when we come out that we are preaching. You don't have an idea. And I look at the structure of the guys and the videos, what we are doing now. And I said, we are getting ready for a TV ministry. Because you guys are looking like it. Yes. Our venue in Abuja, we have just spent 2 months there. And I said, we are going to leave. Why? One of the principal reasons why we have to leave is not for the size. It's because there's something deeper than the church. That's ministry. I need a platform where the videos we make from there can be trusted to go anywhere in the world. I can't do that there. So it will limit us. When you buy Coke with your money, and you notice that taking it is making you vomit, you don't say, because I bought it, I must finish it. That point, money is using you. That you rented a hall doesn't mean you must finish your time there. Sometimes the hall is now entering ministry. Okay. Maybe I'm saying too much. So I have people in Abuja, people are learning and doing all those things. They are growing, we are doing stuff together, running different meetings and all that. Now, I'm not in Abuja, but they're on salary. What should they do? Go for evangelism. Don't sit down. One of them did a video for me, powerful video. About Lawrence's video. People won't know that video, it was the day before I said, hey, oh boy, I don't know how you're going to do it. Go and get a video for me. Is this the video? Can you play it with sound? I want somebody to answer me. Who is there? Okay. No. Stop it. Give me with sound. I want it with sound. I want a leader there to come out and talk to me. Who is there? Okay. Whenever the ancient man comes, the ancient devil also rise. And this generation is rising in spirit and power. In spirit and power. In spirit and power. And that's why what you have to offer is not just excellence. You have power to offer.
The rich climate of mainstream ministries as we know it today in Nigeria, with on offshoots of revivals and reawakenings that are spread across campus. The likes of the SU Revival of the Seventh that birthed ministers that we today refer to as Fathers of Faith. And yet again, there's a canal forming over tertiary institutions in Nigeria. The season of massive campus awakening is here. God is yet again marking men for his end-time agenda. And now, the eyes of the Lord is upon Obafemi Awolowo University, Mayfair. So be my guest at the Ileife Apostolic Holy Ghost meeting with Apostle Femi Nazareth on the 14th and 15th of April 2023, live at the Odudua Hall, OAU Ileife. Get set for the move of God.
Now, hold on. Don't clap. Do you know that when I watched this video, I saw a path, and I said this person is going to go on dry fasting. And it's something you have ignored. There was a part where he spoke beside a tree. That leaf was dry. It's dried. You have to be petty. So we have to go on. Why can't you look for the one? That's our estate. Why can't you look for the one that is fresh? If it will mean that you will travel around and find. You have seen one person, but behind that camera are people, one carrying light, one carrying this, one. You are a movie producer, so you know what it is. So when I'm on the field in church, yeah, saying this, we have a team there. But the reason why we can tell them, okay, produce this, produce that, is because we already have their time. By making sure that they don't have to be looking for jobs anywhere. And we must be faithful to them as God increases us. We must increase them. I don't take any cobble again from the ministry. But my joy is that my people don't have to look for jobs. And the first thing I did was to see that apart from this that they are doing, you must do businesses. So the first 2 weeks in Abuja was sitting them down to teach them business. Scanned around the estate. This estate has... There are powerful people living here. But there's no food vendor. Resign from where you are working. Come and do it. And I will monitor. I will call. Alpha, where have you reached? What have you done? What do you need? Because you can't have a team if there's no finance. People who should be in the team will be busy running from 9 to 5. Because at certain level, you don't need volunteers. You need those who have it as their own ministry. And that's why you have to plan for them, because once the pressure becomes much, they have to check out and go and get other forms of money. You have to. Because it's work. What you see is one boxer, Anthony Joshua. But there are about 50 people who are on salary because of him. The dietitians, the gym instructors. There can be 7 gym instructors for one man. So when he goes there to fight, their money is all at stake. The problem is that you are doing ministry as a person. You ought to be a team. Until you become a team, you will not have the real resources you have. So we have pastors. At the end of the month, pastors have to live well. But I'm not all for those full-time stuff. Not that you have to do 9 to 5, but I believe that you have some businesses. Particularly so that nobody thinks you are spending their money. Sometimes I'm in church, I receive calls after service or some other day. It's not all that is ministry. Sometimes it is acres of land. Okay? But what you want to do is that structure is in place, because if they owe pastor, they won't pay him. or let somebody be there. The one that one can bring legal issues and arrest and all that. I can't. So I won't interface. I watched that video once to ask, why that dry tree? Once. I don't need twice. Yeah, Papa, there's a video we did for Abeokuta Church. We want to edit it. I said, well, show me before you edit, because but if you have energy to waste, go and edit and show me. It has to pass the test. We have 4 tests. Every video must pass before they go out. 1, doctrinal test. 2, grammar test. Excellence test. The pastor, you can't just say you feel like pushing your video out. No, okay. It must pass all those tests. We must view the doctrine, the excellence, the use of words, grammatical expression. What's the 4th one? Is it 3? Huh? Video quality. Okay. So I have a video to push. Show me. Let's judge it. And many times they edit short snippet and all that and fall and say, we have short snippet. It will never make it to the public. Because he didn't pass one of those tests. No matter what is inside. It must not go out because it's just deep. It must meet other criteria. So at the level of ministry, extending beyond the 4 walls, somebody can see one of the videos and say, wow, I was blessed. Let me check out for this ministry and check out and say, wow, they blessed me. I need to bless them back. At that point, you get the resources beyond the limitation of your environment because you are reaching beyond the environment. Let me stop there. So what's making sure that we are able to do things well and all that? How much did we release? Where's Adi? Okay. This week alone, we have released over 3 million. Over. Alright. There was a time we couldn't do that. And we're still going to release more. International Ministers Conference cost us around 6 million or 10 million. That program, you are looking like that. The program is expensive. There are times we've honored ministers and they want to run back. Like, eh? Eh? What did you put there? We will not put program together. Then, now go and ask the guest minister, can we have your account number? What will he say? It is our duty to have done our job well. Get the account before we bring him or bring cash. Let's just have your account number. You are not trained. And stingy ministries don't prosper. Don't prosper. Many ministries. But let me also add this. Do you pay tithe as a ministry? Yeah. So some people even, they will cut down on the tithe because they, we don't have money, let's just give. You will not, you are not getting anywhere. Those of you who are sons and daughters in ministry, remind me later, I'm going to give you the modus operandi of that. What we give as our tithe now, alright, is about times 100 of what we're giving in 2020. Monthly tithe. I'm not saying times 50. I'm saying times 100. So it means if we're giving 1 naira then, now it's 100 naira. We're giving like that and like that. And we don't, that tithe, we do it with joy. As it's increasing, we're glad. Yes, Lord. And push it. Not like they say, how much is our TOI for this month? They say, it's so. Ah, it's too much. Cut it. That's a wrong mindset. It's dirty. And we have partnership. Alright? We have partnership. We have ministries we partner with. From Koinonia,
Well,
because if I want to see what you have, I must partner. Yes, I have to. I have to. And our partnership is not with the ministry, it's with the minister.
Of course.
There are some that is with the ministry. All right? Then I also now have the people I partner with. Not ministry now, I. Because ministry can be a giver, but the pastor is stingy. I have people I partner with.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I have different approach to my own finance. Alright? At every point in time, there must be a widow somewhere. That. And then somebody who also is in need. And then, okay? And then, so yes. At every, if that season ends, I get on that one there. That's my personal finance. So when I say it doesn't finish, there are structures that maintain it. So I pay salaries. I do. Month end. So what I need is now beyond me. I've left the point of bread and butter and all that because that one is sorted. Ah, my daughter's school fees is not a thought. In fact, God just raised people. Just a God in her heart to pay it. When you really seek the kingdom, you all other things will add. So that's it. As a pastor, be the model in sacrifice. Be the model in giving. Be the model in kindness. Be the model in discipline. Let there be structure. What is coming in? How is it coming in? Who is in charge? Who is documented? How is it spent? Do you balance it? Do you sit down? Do you write? Africans don't do the African pastor who just rather pray. Ayaga baba, we enter. New money, new finance. The one God gave you, what do you do with it? You are eating suya. I've spent much more than the time I budgeted for this meeting, so I have to round up. So if you put all these things in place, all should be well. But also, maybe if there's any other thing I forgot to add, will be that you also have to plan. You have to pray also about increase. You have to pray about increase. You have to pray. You have to trust God to supply. Any structure that does not bounce on you is not a structure. The structure must restrain the pulpit as it restrains the pew. Okay? You too can't do things anyhow because there's a structure. Then let me also add this. Maybe I should give you a gift. And the gift is pastor's finance. Let me give you that gift. So how can you have a good finance? First, separate your money from God's money. Or separate God's money from your own. They are not mixable. Once you are trying to mix them, you'll be stranded. Don't touch God's money. Okay? Don't touch God's money. Don't eat it. It's sandpaper. Have plans. If that is what you are doing full time, then it must only be that the ministry has what it takes to maintain, at least help you. Don't go into full time if the ministry does not have what it takes to take care of you. You'll be broke, offended, and hurt, and you'll lose more people. I read the story of Deeper Life, how they started. Alright, the account written by Alan Isaacson. And I found out that there was a structure that they had, even as far back as the 70s. The structure is they don't create a new church and put a full timer there until the church is powerful enough to pay the person. You can sentence yourself to prison, God did not sentence you to. And the reason why you are doing so is because you are living in poor environment. So poverty is a lifestyle. You'll be small and you'll be glad. That's not the design of God. Anybody can talk on what I'm saying. Let them go their way. With time, they'll come back and learn. The ministry must be strong enough to take care of you. And listen, Apostle Abimelech just left job he was doing when? And it was effective. Okay? Don't overrate. There's no point doing full time if you are not going all length. Your full time must be that we are seeing the effect. Not like we just believe you are busy. Okay? So, you have other things you are doing. If you have other things you are doing, then don't belabor the ministry. So that the ministry can grow. Okay? Good. But if that is the instruction, which I'm not going to despise, there's a place of that. If that is the instruction, then teach the ministry to know how to take care of their pastor. There must be a monthly something that goes to taking care of the man of God. The laborer is worthy of his meat. The ministry is not doing you a favor when they do something good for you. It is their right. In fact, they will be broke if you are not being taken care of. When we did this meeting, I made sure in my mind that I'm not going to take any offering. Not because it is not right, but because I don't want anybody to believe that it's for money we did it. But I found out yesterday that people still brought seed. That was touched. But they did that because they've been trained. Okay? Borrowing your church, your money, and borrowing money from cooperative is the same thing. It's still borrowing. So master the pattern of faith. And then, if there's anything I'll say lastly, every program should provide for itself. Okay? Pastor, you need finance. There's a quote written by Pastor Pojo. I read it at some point. That you must embrace the sophistication that comes with different levels. You either embrace it or you perish. There are things you need, but there's a level where you can buy suits by the wayside. But there's a level you get to. You need to. Now you can afford to buy a good one. Buy it. Don't be stingy on yourself. Particularly when you can afford it. Eat good food. Your body needs it. If you die, people will get another pastor, but your wife will not get another husband. I know if she's young and all that. Your children will not get another father. So take care of your health. And in case where you are sick, if a member is sick, the church can say, let's bail out. How come you are sick, but the church don't know it's their duty? Religion is killing you. Many churches in Africa become wicked towards their men of God. But train your people otherwise so you will not be offended. For instance, you are pastoring a ministry and you want to go and learn more. You want to enroll for certain programs that will help the ministry. If you are working in my organization, it's our duty to pay so you can become better. The church should cater for it. Why? It is unto the church. I take my pastors for meetings. We travel. And go and sit down and learn in other ministries. Alright? The church caters for it. But there are times I say, church, don't bother. I'll pay for everything. That's because I can. But if I can't, hey, it's the duty of the church. The reason why they are doing this in the first place is the church. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Personally, as a pastor, don't borrow money from members. You can't teach them once you borrow money from them. You have a member who sells food stuff. Don't collect in credit. Pay. Don't trivialize finance. You are young people. Build your finance. You can assume dealings that God is not giving you. You can assume dealings that God is not giving you. If there is opportunity in different things, and I mean, you are not too busy to do them. Do them now. Okay. Let me probably leave that there. You need good money. Some of you are married, some of you are not married. Because if you don't understand the wisdom to get this, your children will grow to hate ministry. They will. You're married now and all that. You have to structure for vacations and all that. They are important. I heard Bishop Oyedepo say he has not gone for vacation for so and so years. But he also said he and his wife, they've never argued before. So that may be good. We have argued a few times. We need vacations to cool off. How about members? They'll be fine. God is their heavenly father. If your own break, they will leave. My duty as a pastor is different from my duty as a husband. My wife must be happy. Say, is she not the wife of a pastor? She's not your wife. She's my wife. She must enjoy it. It must not be that ministry has taken my life away from her. Many of you don't know. Most times I'm preaching here. I'm on video call with my wife. Most times. I'm teaching. She's watching online, but I'm still on video call. Just be, but I go there, she see my face again. Okay. Sometimes she's sleeping and all that. That you're a man of God doesn't mean you are not romantic. If you can be in the room, but delivery guys have come to deliver ice cream and all those things. From who? From your husband. And he's inside. Yeah. That one. There's also joy in heaven for it. I don't have scriptures. Because before the doctrinal police come and arrest me. But when you do what is right, there's joy in heaven now. If you check my phone, you'll see I have screenshots of more women wears than men wears. This is nice. My wife will wear it. If a pastor's wife wears something, I like it. What about feet? My wife should wear it too. So when she wants to give clothes out, I'm the fashion person. I'm not really fashion oriented. That's why I wear white shirt whenever I have to wear tie, because I don't have the stress time of thinking what color tie will go, what color shirt. But if somebody wears it and Pastor Julius now is wearing blue and all that, I pictured him. So I say, okay, now I will add blue shirts to my collections. Then red tie. But the problem is I'll be wearing that red tie till he shows me another one. Okay, I have fashion instructors. Bishop Shane is there. They are my instructors. I watch them closely. I say, I will be like you when I grow up. But you need sophistication. At certain point, it's not good you are trekking anymore. Okay? In fact, what I wanted to do yesterday was to ask people to give for a purpose. I have someone I wanted people to all just contribute, but I didn't do that yesterday, so I'm going to do it maybe on Sunday or on Tuesday. Some people just give. Because I want to. Yeah. The truth of the matter is that I'm not saying this arrogant. Then people give me envelopes. The truth is, honestly, I don't need it. But it's a sign of honor from them. But I made sure I build my life not to wait for envelopes. That's why I don't need it. Not like I will not use it. You understand the difference? That I don't, a need is something that's pressing. Well, I will use it now, but it's not pressing. I can use my money also. So when I say give, you know that, okay, it's not pressuring us. It has. People give to pastors like that than the one that they know he needs it. They give. Church people are wicked though. I'm telling you, Pastor, you know what I'm saying? We get it. Just telling you. I'm not saying you are wicked. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just talking generally. Let's call it a day from here. I think so much has been given. And I've spoken from my heart to you. And I can't wait to see you do amazing things. Praise God. Let me say this to you, pastors. Train your people to understand that giving to you or giving to the church does not reduce them. Okay? Now, there are things I could do. I could tell any of the people among the sons and daughters and say, okay, they are planning this. Okay, you guys can do this for me. And it's legal because I'm a blessing. You understand what I'm saying? But you see, I allow people. Rather, what I can do at this level is to even help them. But that doesn't mean they should not stretch themselves to do something. I told one boy living with me, I said, if other sons bring wine and you are drinking it, I've made them ruler over you. You wait for other sons to bring wine. You won't bring. Just go up. And Paul, so I'm in my papa's house. No matter who that person is, that's your elder brother. And you are making it so. My dad will always say, the child that bought cow for the father and the one that came to remove the cow, lose it, is the same prayer you pray for the both of them. Your children will do the same thing for you. At one point, my house was like a collection of wine. You think I have a wine bag? I said, just be looking at it like that. When you want to buy, go and buy. What other people are bringing this? When I have guests, I pack, and all that. Because you want to teach them to be responsible. For instance, now, even if I didn't tell you, it is wrong to come for a program like this empty-handed. Yeah, you should be angry and be pained that they are not giving us privilege to give and find a way to. That's training. Not that you are happy. Yeah, thank God. You don't even disturb us. You should be sad. My last birthday, I said, return the money back to everybody who gave. I don't want. Some of them cried. But I said, you will see that I'm correct. Some of them sent their account number immediately and collected it back. Immediately, said, okay, my papa said, okay, collect it back. I said, you see why? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Some said, they are going to use it for church. They are still wrong. They don't have a vision of their father. For them, it was a giveaway. But there were some who insisted, let's beg him. Those ones were the sweet and smelling. I said, these ones have revelation. When I get to heaven, there's no query of my life on these ones. But many people just take their account number back. Send it back. Papa said, what you talking about? Yes, I can't use my account number. I know I got me shame. You see the people you are laboring over. But well, that's what they understand at that level. You must teach them. When we first started, we were leaders, we had a meeting. How much can the church ministry can afford to give me then? Everything was in percentage. But it ended up to be 3,700 something. And I was so happy because I don't have entitlement mentality. At least it will buy something. I went to pray that night. God said, tell all of them who sat in that meeting. You remember that meeting? Yes, you remember that meeting? That when they pay the price you are paid, and even as at then, I know what price is, and they get to where you are, I will pay them that same amount. What was God trying to do? Change your mind towards your leader. Don't raise people who are wicked towards you. When I give to my father in the Lord, there is joy. Every time I have the privilege of visiting him, I'm checking. What's not available here yet? It's my duty. I don't care if other sons will do it. 2019, we had a general meeting, or 2018, like that. I wanted to buy him a car. How much? You say what you can do, 50,000. Somebody got angry, 50,000. Don't you know what the economy is saying? And deleted the page. I was scared. 2020, we could do it alone. I didn't call anybody. No, not a single phone call. This car, I can buy this at this level. Okay, let's buy it. What is on my mind now is to change it. Let somebody else use that one. Let's buy an SUV. No offering will be raised for it. You can't have that kind of mindset and that covenant won't speak. Because many people don't know that there are things that is beyond what you can work for. I've told you the first part, but there is the blessing that comes. People have abused it, but that doesn't make it wrong. Particularly when you have a leader who is very careful about money. There was a time in my life when you come to my wardrobe, Stack of envelope. It's not like I've not even opened to know what is inside. Just there. I go for a meeting, I'm not even just drop it there. I train myself to live on God's blessings. Okay? So if you begin to practice honor, those under you will practice honor towards you. It's that simple. Because now you will have the license. You are trying to arrest crime, but you are not a police. You struggle. But what gives you the license, which is honor of authority to speak on certain matters, is that your life is an example of what you are about to say. You will say it, it will not sing, because you are not licensed to say it. Because you are not a doer. Okay? So my labor is to first do. To first what? Do. To first. There were things that shifted in our ministry because we sold to other ministries. As we give, bam! Shifted. Pastor Irene was going to minister in Ife. I said, go to the meeting. I called Pastor Irene, you were there. Go and attend the meeting and take a seat. And tell him, these are our pastors. I send them to attend this meeting, be blessed. And take a seed and sow it to him. He called me. He said, I've been around the body of Christ for a while. No pastor has ever done this. They will even tell their people not to come. Said, no. We are not like that. Just to bless you. And we talk every now and then. And he says some things. Because we talk a lot. Apostle, this. Every time he will ask, who are you? You are not thinking like a Nigerian pastor. I go online and see ministries that are trying to build project, do all that. I screenshot the account details, send my money there. I won't say, have you? No. Pastors, don't be stingy. Then stop cutting off church tithe. Pay your tithe. Today you do it, tomorrow you don't do it. You don't have a revelation. When a big chunk enters the ministry, somebody just pound 500,000. That sounds big. I say, we can't give tithe over this one. It's already tithe. God knows you are not ready for that level. How much is 500K? You have to go back to the level till you now mature out of it. Wake up. So ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. By now you should have heard and seen one or two things that you should begin to do. Am I correct? Some that you should improve on. Some that you should begin now by revelation. Tell God help you. Write them down as a pledge and a vow. This is what we are going to begin to do. Note them. Be committed towards what you desire. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, I ask that you will help every minister here and every ministry as you go back and you do those things as inspired by God uniquely. It may even be something different from what you have learned. There will be results. The finger of God will walk with you. You will not just have Marys in ministry, you have Martas who pay attention to all the things that is needed. The God who made the heavens and the earth, who has called you, will raise helpers for you. Now let me say this to you. There is a grace called the gift of men. Receive it. Men like horses who will not stop carrying you till you get to your destination. Receive such gift in the name of Jesus. Now look up everybody. Get up on your feet. Anybody who looks at Sphere of Life Church, you will know that one of the graces here is the gift of men. When I look at all of them, you can't buy these men with money. I don't just want to blow people's trust. When we're having this project of this house, one person, if you know what this reception is to be, one person single and deadly, and said, I'm the one who is in charge of this. Single and deadly. How can you buy men like this? There has to be a grace that brings that kind. So when you are serving under people and they are saying you will not lack men, is that grace they are releasing? So serve well. And I'm praying for you, you will not lack men. In the name of Jesus. God will help you. From today, it is going to be testimony upon testimony. And God will make the people under you become mighty men. And the wisdom to raise them into their God-given potential, receive.
Amen.
It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, lastly, before I go, I forgot to say this. Please, be loyal towards the becoming of your people. Serve their destinies. Don't use them. Don't use them. Okay? Don't use men. Serve them. This meeting, if you think it's convenient, then you have to think again. If you were on ground yesterday when I was laying hands on people, beyond the laying on of hands was what I was doing. And I've been doing that throughout the night. I insist. Nobody receives this oil and fall on the wayside. I insist. Do that from 12 till 5 a.m. When the time comes for implementation, something must land now. That's me. I want to see my people's life become. I was crying because there's somebody here that the parent may die if there's no money. Something will happen that is bad. Another family pattern will begin. We end it, Lord. Can God change everybody's life in a meeting? Yes. And I was not asking for a few. I was asking for 100%. That was what I was asking for. 100%. Many of you don't have an idea of what happened yesterday. Don't just carry oil and pour on people's head. Many people have not met. I don't know. I'm a well-cultured person. But you instructed it. Something must change. Okay? So serve the people. And God will strengthen you.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215-0052-89 UBA.